32, they bring him this man who is deaf and mute. And my mind kind of went down two paths. One possibility is that they were friends of his, like Donald's, that's one possibility. Or maybe it was just they found this one and thought, hey, if you're going to be the Lord, what's the assignment? His friends, my mind kind of went down. You know, the idea that no one is saved because of someone else's faith, and yet people can lead someone to Christ. They literally led him to Christ. They carried him up and said, "Meet this one." So, I think of people in our lives who are influential in our journey to Christ. They lead us to Christ. And then in verse, continuing in verse 32, they bring him this one, and it says they begged him to put his hand on him. I think this is significant because it shows that they have an understanding of where the power is coming from. That the power is his. The power is emanating from him. And you think about others who touch the Lord, ones who blood, who touch the hand of God. Think of others who stood by the wayside and waited for him. To some extent, the power was coming from him. It wasn't just
Thank you.
touches someone. And it's clear that, that physical touch is important, especially when it comes to prayer. And this kind of So at the end of all this, it's almost like the Lord is giving him creation. Almost like the Lord is restoring him to the way that he should be.
And I think it's kind of like the gospel of our salvation.
That we are broken and lost and dead in sin.
And the Lord, when we
trusted in him,
the Lord restored us and the Lord made us
a new creation. Put us back the way that we should. Verse 35, he's healed. Something that says happens immediately. Again, works immediately.
The Lord works quickly.
When he needs to, he's delivered. When he needs to, he's
quick. He's immediate.
He does things. And it says that his ears were open and the impediment of his tongue was loosed. And so you get this, this visual of his.
Being blocked, his ears being
held back, and his tongue being
tied,
his tongue being again
restricted.
And the Lord used those things. The Lord
took away
the thing that was holding him back,
the thing that was
pressing him.
He took away
his impediments,
and he
restored him
to the way that he should be.
And it says that he spoke plainly, which again is a miracle itself. Thank you. Certainly agree with that.